and Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us.
First order of labor, that a good confession is a condition for making a good retreat. Opportunities will be available, and I repeat, far into the night and into the morning. Our present meditation is the need for the lay apostolate in the modern world. The need for the lay apostolate in the modern world. And we begin by drawing on that one document of the Second Vatican Council, which is devoted exclusively to the apostolate of the laity. The Latin title is almost unpronounceable. Apostolicam Actuositatem. Apostolic, to coin a word, actuosity. The zeal, the fervor, the active effort to be made in promoting the lay apostolate. There are many reasons for the publication of this historic document of the Second Vatican Council. Never before in the 2,000 years of the Church's history, and the 21 General Councils, has there been an official document issued by the Church's highest magisterium on the lay apostolate until now. Behind this, of course, is a realization as the Church's mission from Christ to proclaim the gospel to all nations has been developing over the centuries. Let's be clear that we're developing means development of doctrine. God's revealed word, we believe, was completed by the end of the first century of Christianity. There will be no more addition to what God has revealed, to what God has revealed. For there is and will be remarkable growth in the grasp of the understanding of the application of the use of what God revealed to the human race by the end of the first century. Not to know about the development of doctrine in the Catholic Church is to be living, and I mean it, in dense ignorance. Already in apostolic times, the laity was very closely identified with the apostles and extended the kingdom of Christ among the nations. By the end of the first century, we have record of over 100 Catholic dioceses, each with a bishop at its head, just along the shores of the Mediterranean. If there's one word I want to share with you during these 3 days, in the name of God, let us spread the kingdom of Christ in our so lively, Christless world. This phenomenon arises in the early church and in Rome at the very beginning, when it had been impossible without the constant, numerous, dedicated collaboration of the devoted Christians among the laity. A single letter of St. Paul lists no less than 9 of his lay collaborators who worked with the apostle of the Gentiles to spread the gospel to the pagan world of his day. I repeat, the Catholic Church would never have been spread, never have been advanced, and the average is never without, from the very beginning of the Church's history, the laity being deeply, profoundly, honestly, dedicatedly cooperating with the apostles and the extension of the kingdom of Christ. Over the centuries, the Christian faithful have been deeply involved in evangelization. Why then should the Second Vatican Council have been the first 21 general councils in the Church's history? Why should the 21st have been the first to issue a lengthy, detailed document just on the apostolate of the laity? The main reason, in my judgment, is the sheer growth in understanding the role of the laity and the life of women to the body of Christ. I hope to hear some priest before you die say, I'm going to tell you now, the main reason for the widespread education beyond secondary education to colleges, to universities, by now millions of our American Catholics, the main reason is that they might be more effective apostles of the Word of Christ in the modern world. Let me say it. The main purpose of education is not to make more mazuma, more money. That's a demonic lie. The main purpose of his education is not to succeed in this world, make a bigger name for yourself. They will exercise power over others you've never had before. No. For us, we have the true faith. The main purpose of our education unto the advancement education, give it in graduate schools, in our nation. I mean every syllable. Is of the laity might be more effective evangelizers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And believe me, I am no pious fool. Moreover, our century has witnessed the most powerful impact of the medium of social communication, invented, as we know, at the turn of the present century. In his doctrine on social communication, the Second Vatican Council could not be more clear. I keep repeating the most neglected of the 16 documents of Vatican II is Inter Mirifica, I-N-T-E-R, next word, M-I-R-I-F-I-C-A. Inter Mirifica, a short document. And I said that is the most neglected, because it is the most outspoken on how the media of social communications are intended by God to be used by us to spread the faith, to evangelize, to convert a godless and Christless world. I quote from the document. The Catholic Church was founded by Christ our Lord to bring salvation to all nations. She feels obliged to preach the gospel, and that she is not an abstract pronoun. That's we. We are like the church to feel obliged to preach the gospel. In the same way, she believes that her task involves employing the means of social communication to announce the good news of salvation and to teach men how to use these means properly, unquote. When the angels appeared to the shepherds on Christmas morning and told him, I bring you good news of great joy, which is for the whole world. After 2,000 years, we have a phenomenal, never before available in the history of the world, for communicating ideas and shaping the minds of other people. And most of his influencing of other minds and shaping of their thinking, and I say this consciously, most of the social media are being used and are needed by Satan. The Father of Lies. When I talk to an American audience, I say to myself, Martin, please, don't waste your time. time. Our knowledge of that being so hypnotized, so mesmerized by the media, our newspapers, our magazines, our books. A face, dare I say it in good standing, by the name of Andrew Green, and the Archdiocese of Chicago. I must say it, is an agent of the devil. And destroy the faith of millions. One recent book of his has this title among the chapters. It is on 446 Doctrine Domine Vitae. And the title of this chapter and with his book is that G blank blank D blank blank encyclical. And so, in the Allegheny Catholic Bookstore in downtown Chicago, my hope and prayer is that I'm talking to the white audience that know what's going on, the greatest revolution in the history of Christianity, quoting one modern pope after another. They go on. The modern world is experiencing nothing less than a knowledge explosion. We are not talking about the popular books published on the phenomenal growth in knowledge. I'm just naming a few. The Discovery of the Universe. The Research Revolution. The Science of the Endless Frontier. More information and deeper insight have been gained in our ascension about the world, about the atom, and about the moon. My doctoral study in the science of engineering have taught me a lot. What we don't know, learn down to the slowest and lowest degree of how much the modern world has learned about the universe in which we are living. Dare we say that the modern Catholic is not being influenced by this widespread revolution in the knowledge of everything? I repeat, from the lowliest Catholic to the planet in which we live. Only one that we speak of a constant growth in knowledge, we have to keep in mind that the teaching of Christ remains essentially unchanged. But this does not exclude and can't include a corresponding growth in our understanding of the unchangeable truths of divine revelation. The same mind, educated to the limit, in everything having to do with this world, but can be as blissfully ignorant of the truth of faith as a child. And the most dangerous people in the world today are the ignoramuses on the college faculties of our university. Oh, they know so much about the structure and the of the universe, which we call this world, and are begging in the woods when it comes to understand drawn, revealed truth. The widespread nations of the Catholic faith in America is a scandal. And my Vatican superiors keep telling me, and I keep repeating to you, most of your priests ordained since 1965 should be re-educated. They just do not understand their faith. And much of this ambiguity about what we used to call Catholic action stems from haziness about the final question as to why one of the Church exists and how necessary she is in the economy of human salvation. The more preoccupied the human mind is with the things of this world, the more blinded that same mind becomes to the truth on which our salvation depends. This, I consider, an important introduction to the retreat and explain why we shall, during these days, draw on the Second Vatican Council document on the lay apostolate. And in the First Vatican Council were to come out with a formal, infallible document on the need for the lay apostle. But as we know, the bishops meeting at the Vatican in 1869 and 70 were grappled with death unless to dissolve the First Vatican Council. Grappled with death by the militant Freemasons of Italy. They had to run for their lives. And the first Vatican Council closes. Beyond of the threat of even killing the bishops of the first Vatican Council. I know my history. And that is why a century later, when the Second Vatican Council came along, realized the need for enlightening and developing the zeal of the Catholic laity to extend the kingdom of Christ was both published and please God, with your cooperation, will be extended as never before. Our plan for this retreat is to follow the doctrine of the Vatican II on the apostolate and not published in India. Is in the form of a catechism. Our forebear counting the questions. There are 89 questions in this to be published document. I will draw from other sources of the present Holy Father. And from now on, after a short introduction, we'll be having questions. And answer the question. The doctrine of Vatican II and this catechism are intended as a basic manual for the International Association of Catholic Catechists, ordered by the Holy See. The first step was to publish the Catholic Faith magazine, which then will become an organ of the association. And I urge all of you to subscribe to the Catholic Faith magazine. The next issue will be on the conversion of Russia. And the lead article will be by the Archbishop of Moscow. The first is a short introduction. A church founded by Christ can never be without the lay apostles and those who are clerics, even among us, priests and deacons. Now we better know the mind of the church, and I don't hesitate using the verb, in mobilizing the laity to spread the word of Christ to all our paganized Americans. You might ask, why not? Because every Christian has a vocation to extend the true faith in the minds and hearts of others. By our baptism, we receive that vocation. The two words, vocation and mission, go together as the cause and effect. The cause is the vocation, that being called by Christ. The effect is the mission, being sent by Christ, sent to evangelize the world. America rightfully needs to be re-evangelized. And as history tells us, it is much more difficult to re-evangelize those who have had the faith and gave it up than to evangelize those who become unfaithful who had never been Christian before. Some secretary I came to know in New York. On New Syria, she came to see me in Manhattan and said, her boy, the only copy of a large Jewish law firm. His secretary also is Jewish. I assigned to my graduate students term papers. The boss, in his spare time, had to type out his law in 40 page term paper. As she was typing this term paper, she thought to herself, this Christianity is beautiful. Before she finished the term paper, she asked the boss, do you think I could talk to your teacher? So he gave some lame excuse for needing his secretary over the lunch period to go over to Manhattan, where I was living on 83rd and Park Avenue. He brought her over, he went to eat lunch, and the two of us talked. The girl told me, for years during the lunch period, she would steal into the back church of St. John the Baptist, church run by the Franciscans, in the busiest part of Manhattan. She would sit in the back of the church. She was looking, she said, at the tabernacle. I knew that the Messiah was there. So the result was, she took instruction in the Catholic faith and had been dating an ex-Catholic, finishing her doctoral studies at Oxford in England. She wrote again. All the while she kept it to herself while taking instruction. I am due to be baptized as a Catholic. I want to marry only a good practicing Catholic. I suggest you re-examine our engagement. They did. I'm happy to report they both had a good Catholic wedding at our Jesuit church in Manhattan. We must assume, and this is the underlying theme of our retreat, just assume that the world is hungry, starving for the truth proclaimed by Jesus Christ, who identified himself as I am the truth. Present day circumstances demand from the laity an apostolate that is more broad, more intense than ever before in the history of Christianity. the devil is phenomenally one word preternaturally effective in seducing Catholics from their faith. Let me mention before that there is a constant increase in population. There are just more people to evangelize. That's no one we're talking about. I took some trouble to check the statistics and the best source I could find. Every 2 seconds, 9 babies are born. Every 2 seconds, 9 babies are born. And 3 people die. And that increase in world population has a growth of 250,000 people every day, or 18 million every week. Since 1950, the world population has increased by over 3 billion. And the enemies of what they call overpopulation begin in a God-forbidden United Nations and our own country are doing everything in their power to reduce its population growth. That is part of the demonic strategy behind abortion. There is a constant growth in science and technology and a shrinking of the gaps that have kept people apart, but no more. All of this has immensely enlarged the field of the lay apostle. So far from begrudging or being concerned, or worse still, reducing the world population. My God, my triune God, it should stimulate us to bring these growing millions to know the one true God. For of love for us men became man and died on the cross. Is therefore the field of modern growth in population and widespread influence of communication freely open to you laity. The bishops, priests, and the deacons are to do our part, but we are to take the lead and the people become more academically educated. They need to better understand their faith. Otherwise, as we sadly know, they are tempted to abandon the Catholic faith as a remnant of their childhood. It is surely a wrong heading to our retreat. I thought I would forbear getting into the specifics of this document, until our next meditation. Never before and then tonight, on his rhetoric, never before has the need for you lay followers of Christ, never before has there been such need for your involvement in the apostolate, never before. Secularization of our nation is growing apace. You belong most of our Catholic schools in America. You belong most of our Catholic teaching systems. You belong most of our Catholic teaching brothers and priests. He belongs hundreds of thousands of once professed Catholics, as one parent after another tells me. It seems almost there are few of any exceptions. Catholic parents tell me our children have abandoned their faith. For reasons you will go into in greater detail during the retreat. And part of the reason is that the Catholic leadership in the Catholic Church in the United States has not, dare I say, been able to cope, or has lacked the courage to cope, the rampant billion-dollar business. Politically entrenched in the highest positions of our government, including the presidency and the Supreme Court, inspired, I must say, by the evil spirit to crush the faith of once believing Catholics. Not a few, your own children and your relatives and loving friends. The work we have to do is beyond human description. Oh, how the church has here. This massive secularization of a once Christian nation will be brought back to Jesus Christ, because you people have awakened to both the grave, grave need and the realization of your own correspondingly grave responsibility. You're okay. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, say, 75 years from now. Maybe. Still breathing in this world, you will only belong
into eternity. And we shall reach eternity only, only, only if we exercise the most important challenge on which our salvation depends, the challenge of sharing our faith with those who God puts into our lives, and do so generously, industriously, wisely, and the strongest athlete I can do, heroically, for the money we make, to give it bigger money, you can burn it. If it's never even gold, you can sink it. Our responsibility is to save our soul, period, by saving the soul of our Israel. Now, Mother of God and Queen of Apostles,